Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have to say goodbye this week to three high school classmates, Diane Piper, John James, and Hal Look. As we get older, reading the obits is not a pleasant experience. I also heard that my friend and former physician, Dr. Roy Whitwer, had passed away as well. My main goodbye, though, is for J. Irwin Fredrickson, who passed away at the ripe old age of 95. Irwin, as he was called, had the Fredrickson Ranch at Iquay in the mountains south and east of Eureka, and was a roads foreman for the county in the Neyland area. I've spent a lot of time in the Neyland, Iquay, and Showers Pass, and mostly the Mountain View area of the mountains east of us. Working at Norris Market, where a lot of the ranchers and residents shopped with, and many had accounts there, caused me to be friends with many of them. I helped build fences, mark and move cattle, clean up windfall trees, or just go up and have lunch once in a while, mostly with the Edsels on the Mountain View Ranch, homesteaded by Jack Shaw way back when. We cut a lot of firewood on Mountain View, windfalls, and clearing for pasture land. We were going to one of the ranches for a wedding in a couple of weeks, so my wife, my son, and I drove there last Saturday to check out the accessibility and how we could handle it with my disability. It's going to work out all right. When we would go up to cut wood or work, I, at least, did not always appreciate the beauty of our local mountains. From the area just before you get to the Neyland School, you can look out to the west and see our Bay Area, and to the east, over to the South Fork Mountain area. There are herds of cattle grazing, big bulls and cows, and if you are lucky, you might get close up of a black-tailed deer grazing next to the roadway. As you wander east and south towards Bridgeville, the road is steep, windy, and bumpy. I thought of Irwin and how big a job it was to maintain those roads, and as his obituary stated, how he kept the roads near the ranch houses oiled to keep the dust down so the laundry wouldn't get soiled as it hung on the clothesline, drying in the mountain heat. Irwin and June were also active in the Grange and came to many of our barbershop performances. So, Irwin is laid to rest at the Iquay Cemetery, along with Snooks Edsel and many other mountain folks. My condolences to the family. If you should decide to take a ride up Neyland Road, remember that it's all private property, so don't open any gates or wander off into the pastures or into the woods. I'll share some stories about Dr. Whitwer in my next comment. He was a great doctor and a wine grape grower. The stories will be about my son and his warts, and the doctor's advice and his diagnosis about drawing fluid off my knee. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.